Well, you wonder how Jeremiah got up every morning, eh? You know, he's the oldest and longest serving prophet we know from the Hebrew Scriptures. Over 40 years he was a prophet. They tried to hurt him, silence him, arrest him, imprison him, kill him, and he still kept going. He was like the Energizer Bunny, I guess, in religious sense. He just could not stop, and he didn't let fear stop him. I guess that's possibly what we're supposed to be thinking about, how you and I handle fear, huh? Because isn't it true we are always afraid of something that blocks us from actually being fully alive? It usually prevents us from doing what we really, really, really know we want to do, but for some reason, we're sabotaged. And this is just what seemingly the readings are placed before us. And I don't know what you're going to do with it, and I really don't even know what I'm going to do with it. Because it's true. It's just a true statement. Most of the times, we fear, for some reason, of living out our Christian life. Why do we tell jokes that hurt other people when we know it's wrong? Well, we're afraid to bother people who want to hear jokes, right? Why do we not interrupt someone who is doing a damaging piece of work? Because, wait, they might turn on us. Isn't it amazing that our Christianity is often blocked by the fact that we're cowards? And that's basically what Jeremiah is telling us, and that's basically what the gospel is telling us. I consider the middle scripture in total error. The middle scripture makes no sense to me. The idea that Adam brought death to the world, no. If you believe literally the Genesis story, yeah. But if you're a person who's studied science, death and life go together. Ever since the beginning, evolution, there's always been death. So death was not brought by one man, death was brought by life. But that's because we have grown in our knowledge of existence and reality. Paul didn't have that. He only had that myth that he could talk to us about. Yes, we human beings certainly bring sin into the world, but death just comes along with being alive. So we can't blame Adam for death. But anyway, that's a side. That's just a person who needed to let go. But what then is the opposite of fear? What do we have to balance off our fear of actually living the life that we say we're about? Well, all I can tell you is that in the good news of Jesus Christ, the opposite to fear is love, okay? That's a simple, it's 180 degrees. On one end you have love, on the other end you have fear. And I guess we've seen that. Have you ever seen a teenager fall in love? They're not afraid of anything, and they've been afraid of everything. So it just kind of proves the point that if you really love someone, you aren't going to have fear. That's why I think a mother can oftentimes throw her body in the way of danger, because her love for her child is stronger than her fear of her own life. I don't know how else we end. But my thing is, how do we enkindle that kind of love that will combat our fear? Well, first of all, what does love do? Love gives us acceptance, right? I can accept you if I love you. I don't have to change you. That's true. How many times when we love someone, we don't see their faults at all? It's only after the honeymoon that we begin to appreciate the differences in their lives. We also have compassion. We actually put ourselves out for one another when we love them. I'll sacrifice myself for you because I love you. I'll even spend time on the telephone, which I hate because I love you. We have all our own little ways that you can fill in the blanks. And empathy. I actually feel what you're feeling. And of course, kindness. Those are the realities that Jesus Christ places before us as the antidote to fear. And what does fear bring us? Anger. Yeah. If you're afraid, you've got to get defensive, And to protect yourself, we've got to get angry and hostile. We also have to hate. Yeah, if we fear, hate comes about. And then, of course, besides that, you have anxiety, that low-grade discomfort with life that just doesn't go away. And then, of course, guilt. Yep, fear brings about guilt. So, these are the things that I know come from the scriptures, but I don't know what the heck we're going to do with it. So you tell me. You tell me on today's readings, which tell us that we are going to experience a great deal of challenge and fear if we're going to live the Christian life. And we have the example of Jeremiah, who for 40 years got up and confronted his fear. And so, what are you and I going to do with these readings today for this coming week? That's the question I ask you, because I don't have an answer. I would like to be a greater lover, but I'm afraid that fear still holds me a little bit too much. So anyway, let's talk among ourselves. What do you take? Is there anything that you see here that gives us a sense of hope, a sense of faith, a hope of understanding what we can take from these readings to live a better life this week? How about it? We'll all be in the same boat together. Since I didn't give you any answers, why don't you try to come up with a few?